Welcome to the SFiles. This is my spoiler-free movie review of The Marvels. Let's start off hot. This movie really surprised me. I went into this not really the most excited. The first trailer didn't really do it for me. It just seemed wacky. It seemed out of place. They were just kind of, you know, transporting back and forth. And it was just like, what's going on? It's confusing. I don't know what this movie's about. And the fact that I really wasn't a fan of the first Ms. Marvel movie. So yeah, I just didn't go into this really excited. But I have to say, this movie surprised me in a lot of ways. There's a lot of good in this. There's a lot of good, but there is some bad in this. But overall, you know what? I walked out of that movie theater pretty satisfied. Overall, stay for the credits. End scene credits. Let me say that right now. Let's stay for that. But let's start with the actual movie itself. We start off with the main villain herself. She pretty much finds the second half of Ms. Marvel's, Kamala's, a bracelet thingy, okay? And this is gonna give her a significant power boost to, well, we don't know what kind of power she really had beforehand, but she's a Kree, so she's fairly powerful. And this is just gonna give her a super boost, a nice boost, which she was expecting to find both bracelets, and then, you know, she realizes it's just one, and like, oh, we gotta find a second one. Then it cuts to Ms. Marvel, and it shows us the end of what happened at the end of the Ms. Marvel series, where she just disappears. She teleports, and then Brie Larson, Captain Marvel, she's now in her place, in her house, and it's like, what's going on? Let's run a flashback. It gives you a whole backstory as to why these three characters, Ms. Marvel, Captain Marvel, and Monica Rambeau, why they are switching places. And they kind of give you a brief explanation of what's going on. And it's fine. It makes sense, kind of, sort of. Their powers are intertwined, and every time one of them uses the power, like, it just activates the teleportation. It doesn't play a huge role in the movie. It kind of does at first, but then it's like, whatever. But anyways, this is more like an obstacle for the three to overcome. They have to learn to work together as a team, an unintentional team.
We're a team.
Oh, no, we're not a team.
We're not a team.
They have to learn to work together. And let me cut myself off right there, because I actually think that this was a brilliant idea. Brilliant. It really humanizes Brie Larson. It humanizes Captain Marvel. Again, I didn't like that first movie, and I don't like her character. I don't care for her character a lot. She comes off really cocky, really, really cold, kind of. And it's weird, because it's not like that's her intention to come off that way, but she comes off rather cold and just, like, doesn't seem human sometimes. And maybe she's just, I think her character is just underdeveloped. Her character wasn't fully fleshed out. And throwing her into this team, forcing her to talk to a younger girl, Kamala, it kind of brings her back. It fleshes out her humanity, and it fleshes out her emotional side, and it really kind of establishes, like, hey, that's a person. That's not just some badass with supreme power, right? Like, it's just, it does. I think this team does a lot of good for her character. But at the same time, it's like she's just refusing to want to grow as a character. It's really weird. It's a mixed bag. But I think overall it does help her character grow. And I just would have wanted to see a little bit more of that. But I guess it is what it is. And let me switch back a little now back to Kamala, Miss Marvel. She, I think, is actually, she's awesome in this movie. I think Miss Marvel was extraordinary in this film. She, as a character, shows a lot of heart. She shows a lot of emotion. She shows that her character is so happy and joyful and such a loving person. And I think that Iman Vellani, Miss Marvel, fantastic. She's grown into a pretty good actress, young actress, and I think she's got a good future ahead of her. Not just in MCU, but I think she's got a good career ahead of her. But yeah, she really ties this team together, and it kind of just, I don't know, she's I guess, as lame as this is going to sound, she's the heart of the team. It's just, she really mends the glue between the other two, because her two, Captain Marvel and Monica Rambeau, have some beef that I didn't know existed. I guess they kind of talk about it in the movie. They do. Yeah, they do. They talk about it. They're like, oh, you left me when I was a kid, and you didn't come back, and now I'm mad at you. But then when they squash that beef later, again, with the non-character development for Captain Marvel, she doesn't apologize for it. She doesn't. She cries and she's like, oh, I should have came back. But there's no apology, man. Like, come on, dude. What kind of
big baby
do you have to be to not, like, ah, it just pisses me off, dude. It did. It did. But anyways, let's move on. Monica Rambeau, she feels like she's kind of just there for a while. Like, she's, don't get me wrong, she's in the movie. She's a big part of the movie. It feels almost like she's a third wheel a lot of the times. Most of the beginning and middle, and then in the end, she becomes a bigger part of the film. She becomes, like, just as relevant as Captain Marvel and Miss Marvel. And I don't know. I think that they did a poor job with her, like, explaining her character. She is someone who got her powers in WandaVision, the Disney Plus series. And if you didn't watch that series, I can see how very easily confused someone can be walking into this movie, not knowing her powers, not knowing who she is, not knowing where she came from. It goes back to what we say on our main channel, what we say, that you have to do your homework in order to understand these Marvel movies nowadays. You have to watch the Marvel Plus series, and they are becoming required. And not everyone wants to do that. It's a real shame, because they kind of sort of explain her. She says something like, oh, I walked through a witch's hex portal thing, and that's how I got my powers. And okay, cool. That's whatever. It just feels lazy. They didn't do a flashback. They didn't even show it on screen. She just says it in a quick sentence, and they're done. It wasn't satisfying to me. And even for me, who did watch WandaVision, I do know who she is. I was kind of, like, confused as to what her powers really were, because that wasn't established in WandaVision. They were established in this movie. And I'm still kind of like, okay, they're light-based. She can do this and that. And I'm just like, what? Huh? What? Like, it just wasn't enough. Enough was not explained for Monica Rambeau. She definitely could have been much more important as a part of the team, and it just kind of sucks. One more character that I do want to touch on, he isn't one of the main characters, but Fury. Fury is back in his role as head of Sabre. He's back, he's heading the mission, and it feels like Samuel L. Jackson. It feels like he's back. It feels like Nick Fury is back. And I'm talking about Secret Invasion. It was a completely different Nick Fury. It was old man Nick. Oh, I'm too tired. I'm getting too old for this. Quado! That kind of Nick Fury, and that story arc. Like, he had his own thing going on. And there was a lot of character development there, but, you know, move past that, and it's in the now. It's like, what happened? It's like, as if none of that happened. And I think maybe that's largely a good thing, because I did enjoy Nick Fury on screen. His screen time was used well, and it just felt like a good time with Nick Fury. It felt like classic Nick Fury, and it was just good to have him back. Now, on to the movie itself. Overall, I think that it is not what I was expecting. I was expecting to more or less not like this movie. I was expecting to hate it, really. I was like, oh, another Captain Marvel movie. I walked out of there fairly happy. I walked out of there with a smile on my face, largely due to the post-credit scenes. But overall, the film was entertaining. I wasn't bored. I mean, the pacing was up and down. It was kind of all over the place, but it meshed well in a weird way. Like, it's hard to explain. It goes hot, cold, hot, cold, hot. Then some things kind of went a little long. They go to this, maybe a slight spoiler here, they go to this planet where it's like they're singing. That's how they communicate. They sing. And it's like, okay, ha ha ha, it's kind of funny, yeah. But then it's like, oh, 5, 6, 7 minutes roll by. It's like, okay, can we move this along? Like, it was a funny gag, but they, like, dragged it out. Thankfully, it wasn't extremely long, but it felt long. Like, whoa, come on now. But anyways, moving on. Let me fast forward. One of the better fight scenes in MCU so far. One of the better ones, yes. And especially in the more recent films. This had an excellent choreography for the fight scene. the big bad at the end. You know what? I typed this up. When I was watching the movie, I knew I was going to forget her name. Darben. Darben, she was the villain. I hate to say this because I did watch other reviews. I did listen to other reviews for this film. And everyone is saying she's forgettable. Yeah, she's kind of forgettable. It's true. I'm sorry. She's doesn't feel very important. Don't get me wrong. She does her role. She fills in as the villain. She does feel like a bit of a threat, especially when she has the bracelet on. She feels like a threat. She takes on the trio, and it feels like she's powerful. It feels like she's strong. But she just doesn't do enough to stand out. She doesn't do much to, outside of the typical, I'm the villain, I'm going to destroy this. And like, it doesn't feel anything extraordinary. It doesn't feel anything out of the ordinary. Unfortunately, she's just very forgettable. And to that, like, even with the final fight, even with that fantastic choreography, excellent fight scene, I felt like the way that the ending to that fight happened, it was just very underwhelming. It was like, ha ha ha, villain, 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 yes, 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 defeated. Okay, cool. Let's move on to the next thing. Which felt like the bigger threat than the villain herself. I mean, it didn't feel big enough to me. It was just like, okay, we know she's the villain. She's not the greatest villain, but, you know, defeated. Whatever. She's done. That's kind of what it felt like to me. And then, unfortunately, the very end to this film, it sets up Monica Rambeau to have her scene, to have her moment to shine. And I think it was also a little underwhelming because they didn't give her much to do throughout the film until the very end. And it was just like, oh, I kind of care about you, but not really. And it falls flat. It was a good moment. It was a good scene, really. But it just, the film overall, I didn't feel like did enough to make me care. And again, it really sucks because it was a really good moment. And it was a strong moment, but overall, it was not set up properly to make me care. So as you can see, the storyline is kind of, like I said, it's a little unbalanced. The balance is just kind of all over the place. You just kind of have to sit down, turn your brain off, just watch the movie for what it is. And it is enjoyable. I know I just prepped on it for 10 minutes, but it is an enjoyable movie. It is fun. I did like it overall. I thought it was fun. I think it's one of the better Marvel movies that released in recent memory. And it is definitely not nearly as bad as what I was expecting it to be. I did enjoy it. I did have fun with it. Would I recommend it to anyone? It's a little hard to say that because, again, if you didn't do your homework, you haven't watched these Marvel Plus series, you know, it's a little tough. Maybe go to YouTube and type in Monica Rambeau, see how she got her powers. And maybe if you go into the film just knowing a little bit more about her, I think you'll be fine. I think you'll be okay. If you still don't want to do that, just take it with a grain of salt. Just be ready to be a little confused as to who Monica Rambeau is. Maybe a bit confused as to who Miss Marvel is, how she came about, how she fits into the roles, into the MCU. Just roll with it. Go with it. It's still enjoyable. It's still a fun film. I think you'll walk away with it fairly satisfied. I think I would give this a score 7.5 out of 10, maybe an 8. Again, it was, with even with all its flaws, I found it to be fun and entertaining. I did go watch this with Minar. Minar gives us a 9 out of 10. He found it to be just a fantastic film. And even after hearing what I've had to say here, even if I said if it's enjoyable and you still don't want to go watch it, look for that post-credit scenes. Okay, just look for those. What's coming next? Yes. Yes! You have to find out. You have to know. I'm not going to say here. I'm sure it's out there. I'm sure with a quick Google search, you will very easily find it. And actually, that's the second, the mid-credit review. I'm sorry. That's the mid-credit. The first post-credit, I guess, if you want to call it that. It was this cute little setup between Miss Marvel setting up a future project maybe. I'm not gonna say it. I can't. I'm not gonna say it here. It's a cute little funny bit. You should check that one out too. There's nothing at the end, like the final credits after you see the two post credits. You can leave the theater. You're good. You don't have to stick around. Anyways, that's what I thought about the Marvels. I came out fairly satisfied. 7.5 out of 10, more or less. I was happy with it. It's a little unbalanced. I felt a little underwhelmed at the end. But, again, overall, good flick. I enjoyed it. I had fun. My opinion is not the end all. Let us know what you thought of the movie. If you loved it, you hated it, you're kind of in the middle. It's all good. Let us know what you thought of it. That's enough for me. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. This is Bugs Bird signing out, and I'll catch you on the next one.